Yo, yo, yo. Welcome to the Hibachi 420 podcast. I'm your host, the fucking podcast man. Right? Hey, today we're going to talk about social media, social networking, and, well, social appearances. Because obviously, that shit makes a fucking difference to a lot of people. What you look like versus what content you have and what you have to offer. Right? As far as your vision. Right? Because they don't give a shit about your fucking vision. They don't give a shit about your potential. They give a shit about what you fucking look like because that's so fucking important. Right? So we're going to talk about that today. So stay tuned. Yo, yo, yo. So today on networking and appearance, first, I kind of want to talk about content. Right? I got some other stuff written down, but I feel like content should be the main contribution, right? Especially for people who are trying to come up in today's society, right? Because a lot of people will network with people because they got big bucks, because they got a big following. But like, if you don't got good content, what is it really for, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, people strive for good conversations, good topics. Right? People want to hear, you know what I'm saying, certain things, right? So that requires good content because, like they say, right, you want to pick your audience, right? You want to pick your audience and figure out who's your audience that's listening, right? Me, I got so many different audiences I want to read, right? And don't get me wrong, like, it's mad people that tell me, like, oh, I should do this, I should do that, I should talk about this, I should talk about that, but like, I feel like, you know, certain content is for certain people who want to achieve certain things. And don't get me wrong, I know sex sells, but I ain't finna sell sex on this motherfucker. You feel me? I'm not finna sell my soul just for me to get a couple of listens. You know what I'm saying? Right? Like, I'm not willing to completely change up in one direction when there's other things I want to talk about. Right? So, like, for instance, I could have a message about, oh, yeah, the way we communicate between men and women. And then somebody's like, yo, how come you don't talk about sex so much? How come you don't talk about sex so much? You should talk about sex. You're a very sexual person. That's great that I'm a sexual person. But if that's the case, then I think that that's the content that should wait till last. You know what I'm saying? Let everybody see that you can do so many different things versus just stay on one topic. Oh, you only can talk about sports. That's all you know is sports, sports, sports. That's all you know is sports, sports, sports. Nah. You know what I'm saying? That's all you know is weed, weed, weed. Nah. Nah. Here at the Hibachi 420 podcast, we chop it up with everybody. Separating the real shit from the bullshit, no matter what the conversation is, no matter what the contrary belief may be. We had these conversations because, number one, it's a lot of people that be thinking this stuff. Number two, it's a lot of people that'll be thinking it, but never say it. Never say it. Never come right out and say, yo, man, I'm going to keep it a buck. I feel like certain people with certain jobs is bullshit. Like, and I'm the one that's like, yo, like, some of y'all be looking at some of these people like, oh, yeah, like, y'all do your job and y'all bullshit. Like, no, first off, they got to act a certain way in order to uphold a certain type of, you know what I'm saying, standing in the public eye, right? Like, for instance, like, when I was younger, right, my older brother told my nephews to call me uncle, right? Put uncle in front of my name. Uncle this, uncle that, uncle this, uncle that. And I'm like, nah, like, you feel me? Like, I don't want them to call me uncle. I want them to call me the name that everybody else in the family call me, just without the uncle. You feel what I'm saying? Why? Because, yes, I'm your uncle, but at the end of the day, I don't want you to just look at me as your uncle. I want you to understand, yo, I'm here for you, whatever. Like, if you need somebody to pretend to be your best friend while you walk into court, while you walking through college, whatever, I'm here for that. You feel what I'm saying? Like, it comes to a point where people got to realize, like, yo, like, when you start trying to push people in a certain direction to speak certain ways, people look at them in that one specific light. You know what I'm saying? People look at them as like, oh yeah, that's you. Yeah, that's you. And it might not even be them. It might just be the simple fact that they was in a situation and now they have to become that person right on the spot, right? Like, for instance, somebody might not be a people person, an outspoken person, right? But when they get on that stage and somebody says, speech, 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 they feel like they don't have no choice but to speak, but to throw a speech, right? So sometimes, you know, it get like that, especially when it comes to content, because there's a lot of people out here that's just copying people's content. You know what I'm saying? They have no idea what they're talking about. They're just repeating the same words over and over and over again, the same reactions over and over and over again, yo. And you know the biggest thing in the world of how we learn is repetition, right? So imagine seeing the video the first time where the cat fell down the steps, right? The second time, the cat ain't falling on the steps. Somebody pushed the cat down the steps. But you still think it's a cat falling on the steps and you thinking it's funny. And you laughing at it, right? But it's not the same thing. The cat don't look the same at the end. You know what I'm saying? The cat don't look as humorous trying to get out of the fall than the cat did from trying to get out of a push. You know what I'm saying? Trying to get its momentum back because you pushed the cat versus, you know, the cat trying to get its momentum back because it just lost balance. Right? It's hard. You know what I'm saying? For a lot of people to stick with one set of content. You know what I'm saying? Because there's so many different audiences out there. And then at any given moment, you can say one thing that turn your whole audience off like that. Right? Your whole audience will just disappear on you. You know what I mean? You'll be wondering like, damn, how come ain't nobody listening to it? No, they looking for certain titles that's appealing to them. You know what I mean? You're not making those titles. So they're going somewhere else to catch these titles, to catch this information, right? Versus you, who they are probably more likely to have a real conversation with, right? But they won't listen to your content. They're like, nah, your content ain't the same thing as you. Why? Why you feel like it's not the same? Why? Because majority of the time, we feel like we're getting, what's the word? So censored was the word I was looking for. I don't know how I let that word slip my mind so fast, but yeah, you know what I'm saying? A lot of us feel like, you know, if we change our content or, you know, we switch up on our audience that, you know, we got to say certain things or we can't cuss as much or we can't speak as aggressively and because we're getting censored, you know what I'm saying? Like they want us to not be ourselves so somebody can attempt to be us. Right? They want us to use the same. They want us to use different words so people can take our original words. Right? The only way we know how to say things. And they want us to switch it around. Oh, could you be more elaborate? Could you be more outlandish with it? Could I be more what? Could I be more me? Because I can't. This is the only me I can possibly be. Hey, and if y'all know what that mean you stay hydrated, you stay high. Always keep a bottle of water by your side. Stay high, everyone. You know what I'm saying? I gotta drink me some water real quick. But you feel me? Like, it's so many different lanes to go in. And everything we do, everything we try to do, people always say, oh, no. Society won't accept that. Society won't accept that. Society won't accept that. Right? And that's crazy. You know what I mean? And that's crazy because, like, society will accept anything we put out. Right? Because we realize that's just the way society is. Right? When a story comes out and then we find out the true story, right? How vulgar it may be, we're still like, ah, I knew it was something deeper, right? Because, like, now, you know what I'm saying? That's just how it is. You know what I'm saying? And if you ain't know, let's take a smoke break, y'all. So next we got appearance, right? And to a lot of y'all motherfuckers, appearance mean way too fucking much. Like, way too fucking much. Like, didn't Beetlejuice make it? And I'm not talking about the guy who, you know, got the best of teeth. No, I'm talking about Beetlejuice with the scissors. You know what I'm saying? Edward Scissorhands and Beetlejuice, as a matter of fact. Both of them, you know what I'm saying? Not good-looking characters. You know what I'm saying? And the movie phrase, but, like, people still accepted them, right? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's in the movies, but, I mean, shit. How many people we know out here today got fucked up heads, right? Fucked up teeth. Fucked up faces. And we still accept them for whatever craft they choose to be in, right? Whatever trade they choose to create or choose to wander in, right? We still accept them. People will make fun of your clothes, sure. They made fun of Kanye. They made fun of Big Sean when he came out with them long-ass t-shirts. Right? But who gives a shit, yo? You know what I'm saying? Some of the richest people look poor as hell. And they look that way because they want to, because that's comfortable for them. Right? What they say, rich people really live poor lives. Right? They really live like poor people. In their own ways. I don't know which ways they are, but, you know what I mean? In their own ways. I'm guessing because people who are middle or lower class want to buy a steak every week. People who are rich are probably fine with TV dinners. Most likely they're fine with TV dinners. Right? But that's just the way it goes. You know what I'm saying? That's just the way it goes. In today's society, your appearance means everything. Not just the way you dress, not just the way you carry your hair, but the way you look in the public's eyes, right? The way you look as a human being, whether you look like you're an ignorant fuck, whether you look like a fucking douchebag, whether you look like you're the most compassionate person in the world. Appearance matters, right? Not too many people like the nice guy like that. Especially if there's not a bad guy to like too. Right? So many movies you see bad guys want to be the good guy, right? You see bad guys want to be the good guy. Then you see the good guy like, I could never want to be bad. Because being good feels so good. Right? Because they just like being themselves. They never wanted to be nothing else except themselves. But they got challenged with a task that they can create happiness out of thin air by helping others, right? That's what makes a hero. That's what makes somebody, you know what I'm saying, have a certain public appearance. You know what I'm saying? Because people saw them in that light. Right? People saw you as being an asshole. That's how you figured out you were an asshole. Right? People saw you love others. That's how they figured out you were a lover. People saw you fight others. That's how they figured out you was a fighter. But nobody ever can tell if you're a thinker or not. Regardless of how much you talk or how much you keep your mouth shut. They can't tell if you're really thinking or if you're just running your fucking trap. You know what I mean? They can't tell. The only thing they can tell is what you choose to tell them, right? And you know what we're going to tell them every time? Whatever's on our mind, hopefully. Hopefully it ain't what's on the teleprompter, what's on that page that somebody else wrote. Because we got our own scripts to follow. So why let somebody else write it for you? You know what I'm saying? Why let them sit up here and censor you when you got so much to say coming from where you come from? Coming from who you are. Coming from the problems, the situations that you have been through. Coming from the solutions that you have been faced with. Who else would want to be anybody else but themselves? After they finish asking themselves a lot of questions like that, who else is going to be you? Yeah, we say it all the time. Ah, fuck that. I want to be such and such. I want to be such and such. If I was such and such, I would do this. If I was this person, I would do that. If I was that person, I would do that. But if you was you, like how you are you, why aren't you doing what you would do today instead of trying to do what someone else is already doing tomorrow? You know what I mean? You feel me? Like, we got to catch up to ourselves today in order to be there for ourselves tomorrow. You feel me? And I got, like, my blunt again on that one because it's getting spicy. Now, another question, right? How secure do you feel about being you? Right? Now, we all got insecurities, right? Some of us are gonna look like the, who gives a shit, it's life, right? But all in all, right, how secure do we feel about being ourselves out in the open? You know what I'm saying? Not hiding our music, not hiding our clothing taste, not hiding our style. You know, how secure do we really feel being ourselves? Right? Like, for instance, I could wear work clothes on my day off. I don't feel no more different than if I was to wear some alligator shoes or some True Religion jeans and a Balenciaga shirt. You know what I'm saying? It wouldn't make me feel no different. The only difference that it would make me feel is one of these outfits make money and one of these outfits cost a lot of fucking money. You know what I'm saying? And that's that would be the only difference. You feel me? That would be the only difference because, well, I mean, when you really think about it, right? It's the truth. We always got to look at the truth. You always got to pay attention to the simple fact that people will look at you. Oh, no, look at the way you dress. Ha, 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 ha. Look at the way you dress. Ha, ha, look at what you have. You have nothing. You have nothing. You got good spirits. Mm-hmm. And I ain't talking about the kind you drink. You feel me? You got good spirits. Something that they don't have. You got a compassionate heart, something that they probably don't have. Good sense of humor, something they probably don't have. A vision to look on the bright side, something they probably don't have. Right? Half of them don't even have themselves, and they want to try to make fun of someone. Try to be rude to somebody, make somebody feel bad for being themselves when they can't even be themselves. You know what I'm saying? Society changes often, but we're only subjected to what we choose to be. Right? If you choose to be annoyed with every little thing, that's what you will be. If you choose to be a manifester, speaking things up for people, that's what you will be. But if you want to be, what is it, a downy daisy or whatever, right? Then that's on you. You feel me? You're just going to look sad all the time. You know what I mean? You're just going to be down. Yeah, I know. Not all of us choose to be down. But it's a lot of us who actually do. It's a lot of us who have bright sides. And they're like, no, you always look on the bright side. You have to look at the reality. Well, the reality of things is with every piece of darkness comes light, right? yin and yang. You know what I mean? You wouldn't know what the good was unless you knew what the bad was. And that's just the way society goes. Whether we choose to accept it or not. Shit's gonna fuck up way more than shit's gonna get better. But if you ain't give up, you fucking won. Feel what I'm saying? If you ain't give up on yourself, you fucking won. You know what I mean? And I'm with you. Because, shit, I'm still talking, so I ain't give up yet. I might say it, I might think it, but I ain't do it. You know what I mean? I ain't do it. And I know they say, first you got to start talking about it, like positive before you can really live positive. But shit, I mean, how many of us can really stay positive on a regular basis about whatever? Right, this the most happiest thing that just happened. You got a new car. Next thing you thinking, what about these payments? What about this gas? Is it electric? How much is it going to cost to fix it? And I got to find parking. Like, yo, it's, you know what I mean? It's little things that come with everything. But if you choose to look at the negative, it's going to be negative there. You know what I mean? Like they said, if you choose to try to find something, most likely you're going to find that shit. Whatever it may be, you're going to find that shit. Because it's going to be there. If it ain't there yet, you're probably going to put it there. You know what I'm saying? You put it into the air. You spoke it to somebody else and they was like, I'm going to do that. And that was there. You know what I mean? But all in all, y'all, we got to stay positive towards each other. Feel me? We in a motherfucking recession. So the only way we going to get out this motherfucker is with each other. So grab your Hibachi Peace merchandise today. Because peace is what we need, not war. Continue to show each other love and respect because that's what we desire. Don't forget, subscribe to all of the social medias, especially the YouTube, because, well, we about to do the YouTube saga, so, yeah, it's coming up, you know what I'm saying, so stay tuned, you feel me, but definitely share this to all your family, all your friends, because, well, we be cha-ching, ching, 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 chopping it up, separating the real shit from the bullshit, you know the vibes, stay high, y'all.